Well, lads, that was a tough contest today. It was as hard for you on the sideline, I'm sure, but you got there in the end, Michael.
Yeah, we got there in the end. When we got the extra time and the goal went again, as you know, our backs went again the wall. You know what I mean? To be fair to the lads, the raises are still tall, and I have to say, I couldn't be more proud of them at the end of full time. You know, when you go, we were a point ahead in normal time, and they got the win, the equalising point. And then when we came out into extra time, and we got a goal, the goal went again. You know what I mean? Most teams would have died down, but I have to say, our lads, they stood tall, and when they got to into the second half of extra time, like the Ocean Foley there, and just he got a couple of vital points that we needed, and a couple of, and that's trying, there's other balls, there are other lads, other things.
Ocean was brilliant in extra time.
He's
had that little bit of extra fitness, maybe training with the county footballers. Does that stand to him, you think?
I'd say more than him, but Ocean is a class hurler, probably a bit of extra fitness is that bringing on, but he's a step above, you know, a lot of lads, you know, he's a class hurler, you know, so.
It's hard to do it during 2 weeks in a row. You had a tough game last week as well, hadn't you?
Yeah, we had it.
And you came against the odds. Everybody, you beat the favourites, I suppose, in a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, a lot of people had written us off. Look, a very tough match as well. The lads were really up for it. And again today, a fierce, tough match going into extra time. So look, it's taken a lot out of the lads. So look, hopefully we can get up and get going for, I presume, the finals on next week.
Yeah, I think it's going to be on next Sunday evening. I'm not sure about that, but... How do you handle that playing every week? I think players like it, actually, Dermot.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Look, at you very little training from Sunday to Sunday or Saturday to Saturday. Yeah. So did you just get in, do a light bit of them, and just get a bit of recovery and off you go again next week? And I think, as you said, the players like it.
You got a great start, and sometimes when you get a good start, it's the worst thing in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, it can happen that way. Gives fellas a bit of confidence, but then in fairness to Bon Clody, look at, you see, for the whole, whatever, 70, 80, 90 minutes, they never gave up. They're a dogged team. Give them credit for that. We honestly, at one stage, I thought we'd never shake them off or never get over them. But yeah, you say get a good start, look at, it just helps. But they came back into it, so fair play to Bon Clody.
And Michael, you've a big team, a big physical team. They're certainly by no, I don't mean that in a sense that they're a dirty team, but it does help when you've big, powerful fellas around the place.
Oh yeah, well, sir, listen, it's physical, and I have to say, over the COVID now and all, and you know, it weren't easy for any clubs, and lads were wondering whether they'd get back hurling at all. I have to say, them lads, they're on their own. We'd not know what else, but they're on their own trend.
Or they're
on,
the effort
when we came back, when it was,
I'm hearing that from every club, actually.
Yeah, we could see there was a couple of lads at the start of the year we came back, and you know, the difference between that and when they came back to the COVID, you know, their fitness levels are very high. And you know, at first, our lads, they have the hurling and to have just need a bit of belief in themselves, which hopefully they have this, you know, they have this year.
And Dermot, you know, you've been so close to winning this title, haven't you? You know, over the years, and you know, do you feel this is the chance now?
Well, it's not that it's the chance. It's, as you said, in the last couple of years, we've just just haven't got over that line. So look at, no matter who we face next week, we know again it's going to be a huge battle, and look at, we'll just have to wait and see, and that's it at the end of the day.
Will that help? You know, on the big occasion, sometimes you haven't performed. You know, will these two hard games now that you've had, do you think you've broken that kind of barrier that might have been there?
Yeah, we hope we've broken the barrier. We got beaten by Clubon here in the semi-final last year. Very disappointing. We didn't hur well. So yeah, as you said, to get over that semi-final, yeah, it's a big bonus. It builds confidence. It builds momentum. So yeah, we just go for next weekend, and that's it.
Have to ask you, lads, now, any preference for the final?
No. I don't. Look, there's going to be a tough semi-final, I reckon, between the two teams. So whoever comes out, like, we'll just have to face them, and that's it.
Will you be able again this evening to watch it?
Personally, no, I don't. I don't.
I suppose you want to worry. You don't. You have to play somebody in the final, but you worry about your own performance, don't you?
Yeah, we worry about ourselves. Yeah, for the rest of the week.
Well, the best of luck today. Well done, lads. It was a long contest, and it was a great game of hurling, and you deserve to be in the final. You just got there in the end, so best of luck in the final.
Thanks, Liam.
Thanks, Liam.
Thanks, lads.
Thank you.